Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. It's Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. We're so blessed that you're joining us. My guest today is a great friend of our ministry. She's been on the podcast a few times over the last couple of years and never fails to bring a great godly perspective on current events, especially from a political, but more importantly, a biblical point of view. Christine Smith has over 25 years of experience as a writer and author. She has several years of experience as an advertising sales director for a national magazine, 12 years as an advisor consultant for individuals and businesses. She has recently decided to formalize her consulting into part of an outreach effort. And if you're looking for spiritual discernment from a well-qualified spiritual advisor, Christine Smith is the one you need to reach out to. So help me welcome back to the program to talk about her consulting program is our good friend, Christine Smith. Christine, thank you for taking the time to join us today.
Well, Pastor Bob, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be with you and your listeners as always.
Amen. Now, we've talked several times over the past few years, and we always just kind of skirted around the edges a bit about your consulting and advice columns. But today, I want to focus specifically on this aspect of what you're doing. How did you become involved in this aspect of helping others through offering advice for others from a uniquely Christian perspective?
Well, I'd say that people have been seeking out my advice actively for about the last 25 years. And I think that it's a combination of my experience, my work experience as a writer, a communicator, a commentator, my study of the scripture, my study of the U.S. Constitution. I've run two small businesses of my own. I've done a lot. I've been deeply involved. And through that, I gained a lot of experience that can benefit those who wish to start up their own enterprises, etc. But also, my entire life, I have been gifted, and I believe it is a gift from the Holy Spirit. In addition to my natural talents that God has blessed me with, I've been given the gift from the Holy Spirit of discernment and wisdom and knowledge. And I would draw your attention to, of which I'm sure you're quite familiar with, in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 8, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. And I have had remarkable insight into people and the problems and the people around them. And I found this at an early age, Pastor Bob. And as such, people just naturally came to me. And about 12, 13 years ago, I decided to, you know, begin offering that. And I've helped a lot of people, both, you know, all types of professionals have sought out my advice, but also just people in their lives, struggling, confused, worried, tired, stressed out. And so about 12, 13 years ago, I started offering this as a service. Before, it was sort of happening word of mouth, and people would seek me out. Then I decided to, you know, begin actively offering it really as a Christian intuitive, so that I bring my knowledge and experience, but also I'm always seeking God to help guide me to share with the individual I'm speaking with what they need to know.
Amen. In the current day in which we live and find ourselves today with this COVID lockdowns and everything happening around us, more and more people are seeking counseling advice, and because these are trying times for everyone. So what exactly is your Christian advice service? I mean, who would be interested in using this service and why?
Anyone who could use some intelligent, wise, and insightful advice, and in particular those who seek to do God's will and want to know God's will. Doesn't matter where you're at in life, what's going on, but a lot of people, as you said, especially during this COVID time, they're confused, they're worried, perhaps they're feeling stuck on their life path. They might be unhappy in a relationship with their adult children, or maybe adult children with their parents or siblings conflict is really rising. Sadly, I've always seen an increase in people seeking to talk to a friend. And that's what it is when you talk with me. It's like just talking to a good friend. That's what I offer, except I come to it with my study of scripture, my prayer. I pray even before I do a session with someone so that I can best help them. So I would say anybody that is seeking some clarity, peace, spiritual understanding, you know, they might have some important decisions to make. Perhaps they're seeking some inspiration or ideas. And I tell you, as I said, with the holidays coming up, I've often found quite an increase where people are anticipating the conflicts with their own family members and in-laws, perhaps not so much this time with the COVID and all of the separation things, but just in general, you know, with their partners, their spouses, their boyfriends, girlfriends. If you're wondering what to do about something, maybe you're confused, maybe you just have a lot of stress and you need a good friend to confide in, and you could also use some insightful advice, that's what I do. And people have been blessed, and I got to say, it's gratifying and blessing to me to be able to see the difference it makes in people's lives.
Yeah, amen, amen. And this is what I like, is this is a very specific area. I always tell people, don't be a generalist, you know, be as specific as possible in what you're trying to do. And spiritually speaking, what makes this service unique from you?
Well, in regards, people may or may not, and I have often found in my life, they don't actually have friends and family they can confide in. I mean, if you look around you and the people aren't that intelligent, aren't seeking God's will in their lives, they're not the ones to get some advice from. What makes me unique is that I am a faithful Christian, and if to the degree that you won't to have God's will evinced in your life, and you're confused and perhaps saddened, or you want more happiness or contentment in your life, I'm going to be sort of a vessel, a channel to apply the scripture, to apply my life experiences to what you're sharing with me, to perhaps widen your view, broaden your view, because people feel so closed in, and I want to open that up so they can discern and listen to the Holy Spirit, because he is there for all of us. But sometimes the stresses of life and just get too much, and you just feel alone. There's no one to talk to. So what makes mine different is it's not secular. It's not going to give you a whole bunch of political correct nonsense. It's not going to, all the types of ways that people, you can go on the internet, read articles, and that advice will get you into trouble. In fact, it will make matters worse. It will compound it. You talk to some of your friends who have false values, and the advice you get is going to only make matters in your life even worse. So I seek to do God's will in my own life, and I'd like to help you do the same, and I like to see people happy, and I like to be part of that.
Amen. Amen. Now, when someone reaches out to you, I mean, what are the steps involved? What can they expect?
Well, they simply visit my website, which is we'll get into that in a moment. They just visit my website, and they can make an appointment, a session with me, and the sessions are held by chat. You know, you can just type with me, or you can do it by telephone, and I will give you a telephone call. So you just book an appointment, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, or an hour, and it's all done, you know, through, you know, the payment for the service, and then I will telephone you, or else I'll give you a little chat app, and you and I are going to be able to communicate. Now, I'll tell you before a session what I do. What I do is I approach all of this quite prayerfully, and I focus upon the individual I'm going to be speaking with and the little bit they've already told me, maybe described in an email to me, what they want to talk about. And I've prayed about it so that I can best, to my best ability, and God through me, help guide them and help them to see, that which maybe they have the blinders on and can't see right now. And I like people to be very relaxed, and that's why I pray first. And if you'd like, I can tell you what a session with me is like, what I would tell a person as soon as they get on the line or the chat with me.
Yeah, that's my next question, because I was, you know, I was guessing the first session is probably going to be a get to know you type session, maybe a bit more, but how
not
does
at
a
all.
Normal session flow?
Not at all. From the very first session with me, and that is the gift I'm telling you about, the discernment, the intuition, sometimes the actual information that is given to me, and this has happened to me my entire life, and now I'm blessed to use it to help other people. I don't need a get to know you session. So when you get on with me, within just a few minutes, I generally ask someone just to be calm, imagine themselves sitting in the sunshine, a beautiful place. I do need a moment, and that's about it, to sort out, for lack of a better term, to sort of tune into that person. Mm-hmm. And then we begin. I need to do the same during a session if you bring up any other individual with me, just so that I can see what might be shown to me that you need to hear about the person. Sometimes it just amazes me and it amazes the person that I am speaking with. But no, you don't need a session to get to know. That can take place between 1 to 3 minutes, and it doesn't mean I need you to tell me much of anything.
Amen. Amen. And you've been doing this for some time now, unofficially, but this is giving you the background and now the inspiration from the Holy Spirit to go forward with what you're offering now. So how long have you actually been doing this, these types of sessions?
Over 12 years.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. And I will tell you what I'm doing now. I really want to gear it entirely in regards to my Christian faith. Now, that doesn't mean that you call me, you have to, you know, be very well developed in the scripture. You just need to have that willingness that I want to do what's right, and how can I make things better? And I'll help, let's say, elucidate that for you when life gets confusing. And people have been reaching out to me from all over the world for quite a number of years. And it's really been some amazing stories to me to see what it's done for people, and it makes me happy.
Amen. Amen. So is there like a questionnaire or something like that they would have to fill out prior to your session so you can pray specifically about what it is they're asking you?
No, there's a very simple, and the instructions are on my website. They will send an email to express what time period they would like, 15, 30 minutes or an hour. And they just briefly describe that which they would like to speak with me about. And then we agree upon an appointment time and we go from there. Yes, they can feel free to share with me whatever degree of detail they want, but they certainly don't need to write or say too much. Just let me know what the matter is, what the conflict might be going on, what they're looking for. And like I said, it's really a matter of that discernment and the really divine knowledge that is often given to me that seems to really make a difference in people's lives.
Amen. Amen. And you're not doing these sessions just to make someone feel better about themselves. You're doing this on a much deeper spiritual level, right?
That's another big difference between me and talking to people in your life or talking to other types of people. I'm not here to make you feel better. I'm not here to give you some nice sounding words to console you. It may do that, and I think the end result is that you'll have more peace and contentment, and I would hope joy in your life. That's what we're here for, and what I believe is God's intention for his children. But no, you need to hear the truth. And as anyone who knows me, anytime I'm speaking about anything, I'm not politically correct. I'll be empathetic and kind, but the truth sometimes hurts. And if there's something about your behavior, your premises that I see and need to point out, I will. Now, again, you take this advice or you leave it. You pray about it or you don't. But it will certainly give you much to ponder and contemplate. And for those who have found that valuable and pursued it, I think it's made their lives more content and happy. But no, you're not. I'm not here to try and make you feel better and console you and pat you on the back. No, I'm here to try and say, what's the problem going on that you're not feeling happy today? What's the problem, this conflict with someone in your life, be it a partner or be it a you know, a family member, or what can you do to take control and make things better in your life? Because you're a creator. God is a creator. He made us to be creators. And sometimes I have found that others just need to understand the power, the God-given power they have to make things better in their lives. You don't have to feel stuck. You don't have to feel confused and in darkness.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. And sometimes all it takes is that outside perspective looking in, because you're so focused on your troubles and what you're going through, your head is down, and you need someone who's looking up to say, this is an idea where you should come from up from the biblical perspective of things.
Objectivity, because, you know, all of us, you know, there's a lot of stresses in life, sometimes in people's personal lives, sometimes in their, you know, work lives. There's so much going on, and you get caught up in your mind, and this can happen to all of us. And your mind is not to be trusted. You know, the fluctuations going on inside of your body can affect, you know, the thoughts in your mind, can make you feel really down. It can cloud, darken anything that you're looking at. And it takes an objective outsider sometimes to remind you. And really, that's what I do, is remind you of the truth that you may already know, or maybe you knew it 5 years ago, maybe you knew it when you were a child, but you need to get back to the true you, who you are, and with God's power, events in your life, the joy, the contentment he would have you have in for yourself, for your life path, and also in relation to other people. And yeah, sometimes it just takes another person who's not mired in your circumstances to let you see, hey, there's a better way.
Amen. Amen. And is there any type of like a long-term commitment to a certain number of sessions or anything like that?
Absolutely not. 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 1 hour. And you can just send me an email and let me know you want to book a session. And I have to look at my schedule and we come up with a mutually convenient time. No commitment, no obligation. Come and go as you like.
Amen. So if somebody just wanted to talk one time, that's fine. They want to book 6-7 sessions, that's fine too.
That is absolutely fine. I've had persons rarely, but occasionally just do it once or twice. Sometimes, you know, really long, I'd say, relationships in this way develop, which assists them. Sometimes I might not hear from someone for, you know, a long period of time. They come back and they just want to share with me, you know, the good things, and then maybe clarify something that's going on then. No, use it as you need. I basically serve as a good and wise friend and a fellow Christian and someone that just might help you shift gears and get in the right one to proceed forward.
Amen. Amen. Well, maybe our discussion today has someone thinking about getting in touch with you, but they're not sure if it's right for them. You know, they're not sure if they should do this or not. What can you share with our listeners that would allow them to, I guess you could say, test out the service you're offering?
Well, they can simply visit my website, which is godchangeseverything.com. And at the top of the website, there is an offer where it says, Need Advice? Ask Christine. Simply click the Need Advice, Ask Christine page. It will describe everything to you. And since your listeners are new, you know, and might want to try out the service, they can just try simply a 15-minute session if they want, versus a 30-minute or an hour. And knowing I was coming on your show today, Pastor Bob, I decided to have a special discount for your listeners. And all they need to do is say they heard me on Pastor Bob's show, and they're going to get a 20% discount off their first session. And that's good through December 19th, 2020. And that makes it pretty low to get some good advice.
Amen. That's awesome. Yeah. So, folks, you heard Christine Smith on this program several times over the past few years. She's always 100% on, spot on, concerning spiritual things going on, and has provided great insight into current events, both politically and spiritually. Now she's offering this type of spiritual discernment to you on a personal level, just for you. Praise God. You cannot allow a chance like this to pass you by. Amen. Go down below into the show notes. Get in touch with Christine today, right now. Take her up on this unique offer that is just for you as a listener to this program. Hallelujah. Blessings just continue to flow to our listeners. Don't shut me down when I'm preaching good now. Praise God. Go down, click the link, get in touch with Christine Smith right now today while you're thinking about it. Don't let the devil try and talk you out of this. Folks, this moment in time when you're listening to this program right now was divinely set before the foundation of the world by God himself. He already knew you would be listening to this program today. He already knew Christine Smith was preordained to offer this special just for you today. God himself has prepared Christine to be in a position to help you today. Go down to the show notes, get in touch with Christine, do it right now. Christine, thank you for coming back on the program and sharing this great information about what you're now offering the body of Christ in such a time as this. I thank you for this.
Well, I thank you for the opportunity to share it with your listeners, and I would say this to them. I'm non-judgmental, but I'm frank. You're going to hear the truth from me as I see it, and my goal is to help you identify your strengths and weaknesses and just make things better. And I would remind them of Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And I want to see all those things added unto you. And if you could use such a friend, let's talk.
Amen. Amen. Folks, go down to the show notes, click the link to go to Christine's website, godchangeseverything.com. Go to the top menu bar, click on get in touch with Christine, and folks, you are going to receive such a blessing from the wisdom and spiritual discernment that she has. I mean, she's been a blessing to me over the years. And Christine, thank you again for coming on the program today and sharing all about this.
Thank you. I appreciated the opportunity. God bless you, Pastor Bob.
Amen. Folks, that is all the time we have for today. For Christine Smith and myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.